Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
love song. Why, oh baby, take your hands off Hater, off my baby's Vader. When it comes to this song, you can't beat it.
I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly.
It's my window.
When the rain hits my window, I take him, me some, me and Timberland, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my on the D-Lo. The keys to the Jeep. Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain.
I can't stand her. It's my window. I can't stand her. It's my window. I can't stand her. It's my window. I can't stand her.
I feel the wind. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10. Begin. I sit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down and pouring on the chair. I got my umbrella, my finger waves these days. They fall like humpy, chumpy. I break up with him before he dump. To have me, yes, she lucky, yes, she lucky.
It's my window, I can't stand her. 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 I can't stand her.
Stand up. sound.
Happy birthday to Missy Elliott, born July 1st, 1971, famously sampling that Ann Peebles track, I Can't Stand the Rain. There's The Rain, Supa Dupa Fly on Shiro's Radio. And another Shiro birthday to celebrate along with a new track that has an amazing sample. Rasheen Murphy turns 50 on July 5th, and we heard Fader from her upcoming new album, Hit Parade. That song sampling Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings. And with that, welcome to Shiro's Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you. As always, together we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. And this week, our featured interview is with Indigo D'Souza, who we welcome back to the show following the release of her third album, All of This Will End. Right now, sharing new music from an artist out of Stockholm, Sweden, newly signed to Sub Pop Records. From her debut EP, Foam, here's Water Baby with 911.
Someone I could be a 911. I could be your last lover, you could be my first. For you, I'd do the things that I said I'd never do. Find a weather and I'd share your sorrows. Yeah, I could be your last lover, baby, I've been nervous. I could get it right, or maybe I'll make it worse. I don't know if you can carry my sorrow. Heart's so heavy when you tell me my bed softly. Sophie, call me when you need someone. I could be your 911. Yeah. Call me when you need someone. I could be your 911. Yeah. Even when you lie, I believe you. One day we gon' die, we should have some fun. And if I had it all, I still need you. Shit, I think it's gonna rain, baby, let's go home. Pick up a needle on you, find myself, put on if you wanna do something. Maybe we could go somewhere, maybe we could be some. Call me when you need someone, I could be your 911.
Look at, I can see everything.
Happy birthday to Amelia Meath of Sylvan Esso. She celebrates hers on July 2nd. That was Rooftop Dancing and newcomer Water Baby out of Stockholm, Sweden. We heard 911 from the debut EP called Foam. That's one to watch this year. My name is Carmel Holt, and next, we welcome back Indigo D'Souza to Shiro's for a conversation and look at her new album, All of This Will End. Stay with me.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound and the Latin Alt HD3 comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their 16th annual summer concert series with Amandititita, El Conjunto Nueva Ola, and Pacifico Dance Company taking the stage on Saturday, July 8th. And on Sunday, July 9th, LATV presents Los del Momento at the Levitt Pavilion in MacArthur Park. Picnic on the lawn with family and friends. All ages are welcome. No tickets are required to attend. More info can be found at levittlosangeles.org. Amandititita, El Conjunto Nueva Ola, Levitt Pavilion at MacArthur Park, Saturday, July 8th and Sunday, July 9th.
A concert for the Ed Asner Family Center featuring Ringo Starr, Stone Temple Pilots, Toto, Hoobastank, and Colin Hay comes to the Orpheum Theater on September 9th. Thanks to our friends at Niederlander Concerts, the SoCal Sound is your chance to attend. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A concert for the Ed Asner Family Center, Orpheum Theater, September 9th.
Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Hey, friends. Just a heads up, before we get into today's featured interview, the last few minutes includes a brief conversation around topics of sexual harm and trauma. Please listen with care. You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. We last caught up with singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer Indigo D'Souza back in 2021. She'd just been signed to the revered indie label Saddle Creek Records, who reissued her 2018 self-released full-length debut album, I Love My Mom, and put out her sophomore effort, Any Shape You Take. The songs for that album were born out of a chapter of self-discovery and a newfound sense of belonging within her adopted community of Asheville, North Carolina, where she'd moved with her visual artist mother from a much more conservative town called Spruce Pine. Inheriting some of her Brazilian musician father's talent, Indigo started playing guitar as a child and writing songs at age 9. As she's continued to evolve, so has her definition of what a supportive artistic community looks like and discovering ways to be more aligned with her deep love of nature. It's no wonder that her newest album, All of This Will End, is her most confident work to date. I'm so happy to welcome back Indigo D'Souza as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Indigo D'Souza, welcome to Shiro's. Welcome back to Shiro's, I should say. So glad to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your third album, All of This Will End. You've really stepped into a new zone with this album. I can hear a lot of confidence.
Yeah, thank you. I definitely feel that way as well.
Well, let's dive into the genesis of this album. Take us from Any Shape You Take to All of This Will End, what that growth looked like from one album to the next.
Yeah, I mean, the growth between albums really just had a lot to do with the growth that was happening in my life and the shifting that was happening in my life socially and also just within my relationship to self and to the world and to nature. I guess what it felt like is that I had a coming of age that didn't feel like becoming an adult, but kind of becoming someone who has decided to fully embody truth and be more truthful with the self. And I came from a community that felt really toxic and then was alone for a while in between while I was figuring out where I was going to go next. And then during the pandemic blossomed into a new version of myself and met new people who celebrated that version and all the versions past and felt really at home and more seen than I'd felt before and just felt a very clear acceptance for my humanness and for all the changes that I've been through. And I really owe it all to that community and to that moment of self-reflection that I had in between communities that showed me all that. But yeah, this album feels like it definitely came from that moment of clarity.
That's amazing. I was thinking maybe we should break here and play a clip of one of the songs from the record.
Yeah, there is a song called Not My Body. And that one was actually one of the later songs that I wrote on the album. And it was when I started becoming friends with this community. And a lot of the lyrics are connected to what we've been talking about. So that one feels like a good one to cut to.
Not My Body on the new Indigo D'Souza album, All of This Will End, her third full-length studio album. She's our guest today on She Rose. And the title really hit me too, because mortality is something that we grapple with typically later in life, and you're still in the first quarter-ish of your life. I was curious about how you tapped into that wisdom that everything is temporary and everything will end.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can guess, and I had a glimmer of that way of thinking about things when I was very young, starting when I was about 9. And I know that because I wrote a lot of journals when I was that age, and I also wrote songs starting when I was 9, and a lot of them were about the same stuff that I write about now. So I know that it's always been in there for some reason, but I also think that my life has just had a lot of strange twists and turns and has been really hard and heavy at times. And I've been in situations that felt really dark. And I think the rawness of the experiences that I've had and the way that I so fully opened myself up to the world when I was young because I didn't realize that I needed to protect myself. And then later on, I realized that I did, and so I closed back up in the ways that I needed to survive. And I just think I learned a lot in that open phase, and I was definitely harmed a lot as well by being so open, but I feel really grateful for everything that I've been through because I don't think that I would have any of the insight that I have now. If that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And I think about your mom and your mom's artwork, and I just think that also kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. When I've been reading the journals from when I was young lately because my mom just moved to a new house, so I helped her move and I found a bunch of journals. It's very obvious when I'm reading the journals that my mom was telling me a lot about the world, a lot about things that were going very badly in the world. Like, I was very aware of global warming. And I think a lot of it came from the connection that I had to my mom and seeing her and the way that she is so weighted down by the way that the world is. I think that I felt that way too through her. I think that's really beautiful. And I think it's beautiful the way that we both funnel that into our artwork.
And I love that they're still so tied together. She continues to do the album art for you. She was involved with at least one of the videos, I think.
Yeah, she did the set and the costume for Younger and Dumber.
Maybe this is a good segue into talking about this song and playing some of it.
Yeah, totally. It's one of my favorites on the album because it feels like a love letter to my child self, which I've realized over time that the child self is really just my spirit self. Whatever I was the moment I popped out before I had any experiences under my belt in this life, I think of that part of myself a lot, and I hold it with a lot of care and love, or try to, especially when I'm disappointing myself or feeling a lot of pain. I try to remember that core and really speak to it and hold it. So that's what this song is mostly about. I forgive myself for going through the things I've been through and putting myself in situations where I got hurt because I didn't know any better, and it was my first time. It has been just a lifetime full of first times.
When I was younger, younger and dumber, built like a flower, you came to pick me from out of the city. You turned me sour. When I was younger, younger and prouder, I was nobody. You came to hurt me in all the right places, made me somebody. Which way will I run when I want something new?
Younger and Dumber closes the album by Indigo D'Souza called All of This Will End, her third, and she's here with us now on She Rose Radio. I'm Carmel Holt. When you were talking about your younger self, you talked with such clarity about opening yourself and the needing to protect yourself. And because I'm in the lane that I'm in, talking to women and genderqueer folks about being in this industry, if you put what you were just telling me in that frame, what can you share with us about your journey from an artistic and musical standpoint?
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot. This industry is insane. And it's crazy to think about when I first started and how I just knew nothing about how it worked. And I feel like since the beginning, I've been incredibly curious about every part of it, even the smallest piece of the puzzle. And I think what I've learned is that the industry is all over the place, that sometimes you'll be treated well and I'll feel good in a place, and then other times it'll be the total opposite. And I might feel very hurt by the way people are acting towards me, or there might be like just some really creepy things said. Yeah, it's just kind of like a Wild West industry. It doesn't have a consistent way of being, especially in touring. And for me, like doing all kinds of things outside of touring as well, recording, doing session work with people, doing interviews. So many pieces of it are just very strange.
It also sounds like in this phase, you're getting clearer and clearer and better at being intentional about your community and who surrounds you. And I would have to think that that would apply also to all the things that you're talking about, which is your crew, your management, the people that are working on your record with you, your band, you know? Can you just talk to us a little bit about the importance of that and how you've shifted gears?
Totally. I have changed everything. From the time when I first started in music, I definitely slowly realized those things that I needed and that everybody probably needs too. Just from having the opposite, feeling exhausted and having people around me who are partying all the time or who aren't treating their bodies well, aren't eating well, aren't kind to each other. Now I feel like I'm very intentional about the people that are in my touring crew, my management, and also the label that I'm signed to. All of them are amazing people. All of them are deeply kind and caring and emotional. And everyone is working hard to continuously change the shape of what our business looks like to make it more sustainable for everyone involved. And the touring party that I have now, it took me a while to end up with these bandmates. And it's definitely the best that it's ever been. And it came from leaning into myself and hearing exactly what I needed and changing things. It is just about speaking up. And when we play festivals, if somebody is rude or is racist or is homophobic within people that are working at a festival, I feel like in the past, maybe I would have just been really mousy and just been like, oh, that's horrible, and then gone back to my room. But now I feel like I have more of a voice, and I will go to the office of the festival and I will talk to them and I'll tell them who it was and I'll ask them why. I've found that it's powerful to advocate for myself and my crew at any musical operation because it does pay forward and it does ripple out to the other bands and the other people involved. We've also become more intentional about working with the staff at venues and just really, really being present with them as people and seeing all of them and recognizing that they are all doing a job and just appreciating them for it and letting them know. That goes a long way too, and that energy ripples out, and it feels like all of that comes from what I've learned from having a really brilliant community around me, because I just have a clear idea of how I want people in the world to be treated or how they deserve to be treated. And I feel like I have some control in some way over my small corner of the world.
I wish that it was just something that was like baked in, but hopefully somebody who's going through the same things that you went through could hear this and go, okay, like it is important for me to think twice, like when I'm not feeling comfortable in a situation, or if I want to have more women or genderqueer folks on my crew, like I should ask for that. You know, if that's something that I need.
That's something I did this year. Yeah. That's funny that you say that. Yeah. I realized like I was done being the only woman in my crew. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I won't accept another male bandmate. And I just searched and searched and searched until I found the right girl. And it's amazing to have her. And then we also have a female monitors person now, which is amazing. And that is something that I, for a while, was just like, well, I can't find anybody. I guess I'll just go with whoever. And then I realized that it was so important that I needed to just advocate for it.
So, like, was it hard for you when you went seeking that out? Like, it sounded like it took some time to find.
Yeah, it definitely was. I don't know why. I think because for some reason, all of the mask people, it's almost like they're just more available or something.
Yeah.
Or just it's more obvious. And if there are any amazing female crew, they're already taken. People want them, so they're probably gone and not available to me. Yeah, so it feels kind of magical that it even happened.
Indigo D'Souza is our guest today on She Rose. The new album is called All of This Will End. We were talking before about production, and I noticed that you have a co-producing credit on this album. Have you always called yourself a producer? Is that something that you're feeling more confident about these days?
Yeah, definitely. That's another thing that changed. On the last album, I brought in a producer, and it was the first time I'd done that. And I kind of didn't even know what it meant, but I was curious to know what it meant, and I wanted to see how it went. And it taught me a lot, and it was nice to work with someone who had a lot of knowledge and to learn from them. But what it taught me is that I didn't need a producer. I saw what a producer did and realized that I could do that and that I actually wanted to do that, and that the whole process takes less time if I just do that, because I already know what I want to do and I can hear everything in my mind. And so I just have to trust myself and lean into that. And then also that shifted from the last album to this album because I have totally different bandmates now. My bandmates from the past album actually all quit and moved on to other things. And that was part of my isolation during the pandemic, is that wow. I also lost all my bandmates and was also losing friends and was just very alone. And I remember feeling like I couldn't make music because those people had been the people that were there the whole time from the beginning and had been writing parts with me and learning the songs and had been building a thing with me, and then they just disappeared. And I realized suddenly in that space that I could do everything myself. I can write all the parts. I can't play all the instruments, but I can hear all the notes and I can get them down. I can make a demo. I can sing the notes to people. I can communicate it. And it was awesome because in that moment of isolation and just being left with myself, I flourished and realized that I was okay. And I think that was really important for me in learning how to trust my inner musical self.
Kudos to you for finding that inner strength and turning something that was, I'm sure, really painful and really scary into a major opportunity. And look where it got you. You know, this album is totally awesome. Indigo D'Souza, let's do another track here, another clip. Where do you want to go next?
Well, I realized earlier when we were talking about women that I actually would love to talk about You Can Be Mean.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that one feels really powerful to me in a very specific way. And it's been really awesome to play it live because I see how it is manifesting in people's bodies. And I wrote that song after a really bad experience with a bad guy. And it was at a time in my life when I still hadn't learned that I didn't have to give any of my time to bad guys. I was still in this strange place of wanting the validation of people, no matter how horrible they were. And I think that was just a product of coming out of a lot of dysfunction in my life and in my romantic life. I just didn't really know anything else. And it was like the last experience that I had with a bad guy. And then I cut it off after that. He completely just on me, and then he couldn't apologize for it, couldn't take any accountability. And I tried to talk to him like a human about it, and he couldn't talk to me about it. And I kind of just saw that even though I had expected that there might be some part of him that was good, that there must be a good person in there, I'm going to find it. I'm going to be the one to find it. That there wasn't, and that he was just using me for my body. And would say anything to just use me for that. And once he had that, then he was done with me. And so I wrote this song about that experience because I wanted to write something for myself and for other people that would be an anthem about boundaries, that you don't have to allow people access to your body if they're harming you, or if they're not treating you well, or if you don't feel seen and loved and held by them. You don't have to let someone touch you or be in your life even. And it's totally okay to cut someone out if they're harming you. And there are people around who will support that. And especially women. I think that women's bodies in particular are just so sacred. And it is so scary how quickly sex can turn into something very harsh and very harmful. And I think that it's just important for women to know that we can lean into our community as women, and we can talk to each other about our experiences, and we can use our strength pooled together to learn how to create better patterns for ourselves and to learn how to accept love that we deserve and to learn how to accept people treating us with care and treating our bodies with care. Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things that isn't always talked about very much.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for sharing all of that. And I think about seeing you perform and all the young girls up front singing along to every song and wanting to talk to you afterwards and how important the work that you're doing is for them, you know, and getting that specific message across is so important.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you'd think it would be. It sounds so silly to say it out loud. Like you don't have to let a bad person have access to your body. But it is something that for some reason we have to learn because we are traumatized by a lot of things as we grow up. And we somehow end up accepting things that are unacceptable. I always try to say a little blurb in some way about that before I sing the song or after I sing the song.
You Can Be Mean. Indigo D'Souza is our guest today on She Rose, and the new album is All of This Will End. And as we say that, what a segue. Sadly, our time is coming to an end, Indigo. I love talking to you. I feel like I could talk to you all day. You're so inspiring. Thank you for opening up and sharing as much as you did today. It was really a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Before we wrap up, let's do the She Rose magic wand.
Okay.
So, Indigo, I'm going to bestow the She Rose magic wand to you. And with the wand, you have the power to change anything for women and genderqueer folks in music. Mm. What would that be?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, if I really had a magic wand that could do anything, I think what I would want is for women to not be subjected to sexualization or heckling from crowds or heckling from people working at venues or festivals, having awkward, strange moments with people who are above us. Yeah, I think that's what I would change.
Okay, so with the magic wand, we need the sound effect. Indigo. Yeah, great. Perfect. Take us out with another song choice. What should we end with today?
Cool. Maybe we'll end with Parking Lot.
In the parking lot.
With thanks once again to Indigo D'Souza. Thank you for joining us for She Rose. This was great.
Thank you for having me.
Many thanks once again to Indigo D'Souza for being with us. Her third album, All of This Will End, is available now on Saddle Creek. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Jade of The Current in Minneapolis-St. Paul, when Shiro's Radio continues.
Your generation's public radio station. Listener-powered, member-supported. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Shiro's Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt, wishing Debbie Harry of Blondie a very happy birthday on July 1st.
Yeah. It's on my mind.
Exciting to have new music from South Korean DJ and producer Peggy Goo. It goes like Na 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 is the name of that one. And also wishing Debbie Harry of Blondie the happiest of birthdays with Heart of Glass. Hers is on July 1st. It's Carmel Holt, and each week I love to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow Radio Shiro, a DJ from one of our affiliate stations. And this week, it's a music director and host at The Current in St. Paul, Minnesota, Jade.
Hi, Shiro friends. My pick of the week is a young up-and-coming artist from the UK, Olivia Dean. She's about to release her debut record, Messy, and has already developed some famous fans, like Leon Bridges, who jumps in on a song for the new record. I'm partial to her spacey, Imogen Heap-esque vocals on UFO.
I'm trying to fly a UFO, don't really do this often. Plus, I forgot all the controls, me and my sexy problems. If lost the drug, then I'm a morgue, and I've tried plenty of them. You're the best version that I've seen. No GPS, no ETA, I don't know what I'm doing. Now my world's exploded, I was hoping I could maybe move in. If love's the key, I've lost a bunch, something just keeps me looking. You're the best version that I've seen. And I need somewhere to land, I might as well fall into your earthly hands, so let me know UFO. I'll water your plants, I'll share your songs, but I can't hold your hand, but my fingers crossed. I thought I was sure, but I guess I'm not. You're the best version that I've seen. I need somewhere to land, I might as well fall into your earthly hands, so let me know. I need somewhere to land, I might as well fall into your earthly hands, so let me know. UFO.
Olivia Dean and UFO, guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Jade the music director and host at The Current in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And that does it for this week's show. Thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. For more on She Rose Radio, visit sheroseradio.com. Download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast, where you can listen to our interviews on the Talkhouse Podcast Network, available everywhere. And keep in touch. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at She Rose Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Until next time, remember that music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
She come out here about midnight. She come out here by midnight, make me feel so good. Every night about midnight, come to my home, make me feel alright. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. She come in my room. Make me feel so good. You know what a woman do?